All right, teens, come on in. Have a seat. Find a seat somewhere around here. There's some chairs all around. There's some chairs over here. Come on over here. There's some more chairs. Excellent. Okay, let us pray. Let us pray as we begin. Okay, kids, off the front now. Okay, let us pray as we begin. Okay. Tonight, or this afternoon, what we're going to do is we're going to put the church back into order again. We're going to move those blue chairs back up here, and we're going to fold up these chairs and put them in there. And for those who can help us, then we're also going to put the fare away this afternoon. For those who can help us and stay, we're gonna feed you lunch about 1 o'clock or so, 1:30. So if you can help us help clean everything up, and with many hands make light work, and we appreciate your help. So those who can stay. We're starting the fair, yes. After the fair, we'll clean up everything. Get it all ready for tonight to close the fair. No more talking. Today's story with Billy Block takes a radical turn. Okay, so every head bowed, every eye closed as we. If your toy is going to distract you, put it under your chair. That way it doesn't distract you. Very good. All right, let us bow together in prayer. I still hear talking. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time now to look into your word one more time. Lord, in Vacation Bible Time 2019, we thank you so much that you give us the answers to life and that you have given your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. We pray you'd help us to learn and grow today from this lesson. And in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I had a song here that was nothing but the blood. Anybody see that somewhere around here? Okay. It was a picture song. It was up here. Now it's not. Okay. Billy Block. Where did we leave Billy? Does anybody remember? He was in juvie hall because he was a gang leader. And he was about 12 years old and he got into bad trouble, 13 years old. But one of his friends got saved. A church came in, they preached the gospel, and Billy said, Billy's friend Jimmy got saved. And then Billy, 3 days later, what happened to Billy yesterday? Does anybody remember?
He got saved, too.
Okay, so let's find out what Billy does with his, if he does things for God or not. Billy felt so good inside. A great burden was lifted. Joy and happiness filled his heart. James, his buddy, had waited for Billy. So when they met, James shook Billy's hand and said, I'm so happy for you, Billy, that Jesus saved you today. Now we can read the Bible and pray together. Billy said, thanks, James. I'm glad to be saved, too. Thank you for your part. Now I know what you've been talking about. It sure does make a big difference. Events transpired quickly. Billy had his day in court. Remember, what are some of the things that Billy was going to get tried for because he was gang leader and because he did bad things? Aaliyah, do you remember?
Smoking.
He was smoking. What else was he doing? And it was marijuana as well. What else was he doing?
Stealing.
Vandalism. Graffiti. Destruction of property. All those things he thought was so cool. Well, he now stood trial. Billy pleaded guilty, standing before the judge, his parents. Okay, why are you guys still talking to Harris? I gave you a warning, okay?
I was trying to figure out what to do.
Okay, all right. Stay with us here. When you talk, this interrupts God. Okay? God wants to speak to us through his word. Okay, so Billy's day up here in court. His parents were there, the crowded courtroom, the judge. Billy pleaded guilty to all charges. Then he asked the judge if he could say a few words. The judge granted permission. I'm glad now my mom and my aunt turned me over to the police. I wasn't at the time. I resented them. I wanted to be a big shot, do my own things. I was wrong in feeling that way. Now I have been saved. Jesus has forgiven my sins, and I ask all the people I've wronged to forgive me too. I'm willing to pay for my crimes, and by God's help, I will be a young man who pleases God. There was a burst of applause in the courtroom. The judge was shocked to hear the boy's statement. His dad, or his mother, and aunt smiled through tear-stained cheeks. The judge had written out Billy's punishment. He would spend an indefinite time in the boys' state reformatory. But after examining Billy's record and changing his life and now his testimony, the judge changed his mind and said, Billy Block, you are being placed on 3 years of probation. You will be in the custody of your mom and your aunt. You will report to the court on the first Monday of each month. If you violate your probation, you will be sent to the state reformatory. There followed a happy reunion between Billy and his family. They left the courtroom together. Billy was happy to be home and sleep in his own bed. His mother was impressed with the change in Billy's life. Now he picked up his clothes. He helped with the dishes without being asked and did whatever he was asked to do. One day, while Billy was reading his Bible and praying, his mother peeked into the room. When he finished, she walked in and she wanted Billy to tell her how she could be saved. Billy took a simple gospel tract and explained, hey, Mom, you have to admit you're a sinner, because we're all sinners. We all deserve judgment in the place called hell, Mom. Hell wasn't created for us, though. Hell was created for the devil and the demons, not for you and I, Mom. But if we don't repent of our sins and believe on Jesus, we'll go there. His mom said, Billy, that's right. You know what? I feel guilty all the time about my sin. My conscience is telling me that something's wrong. And then he told her what Jesus did. Jesus died on that cross to save us from our sin. And so sure enough, she heard about how Jesus took his place, her place on the cross of Calvary to die in her place so she doesn't have to die in her sins. And she was wonderfully saved. She trusted the Lord that day. Billy and his mother began attending the Bible-preaching church in their neighborhood. The pastor loved the Bible and preached with compassion. During the invitation hymn, Billy and his mother walked the aisle. They told the preacher they were new Christians and wanted to obey Jesus and be baptized in the baptistry. And Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. That means make disciples. And then baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. That once they get saved, then they go. That Jesus went down into the water. He said to John the Baptist, baptize me. John said, wait, no, you need to baptize me. You're the perfect one. Jesus said, no, suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. So then John baptized Jesus. Jesus came up out of the water. And sure enough, God spoke from heaven. And the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So when Jesus got baptized, he showed for us the pattern to follow, that we should believe on him as our Savior, and then after we believe on him, to be baptized under the water. And that shows to the world that we are a child of God, a Christian. And so they all three stood in the baptistry together, his mom, his aunt, and Billy. And Billy gave his testimony, and he was baptized. Billy's mother told how they had lived without God. Because of her son's testimony, she had received Christ. Following her baptism, her aunt said the same thing. I was an ignorant lady until my son showed me what Christ could do for me. He led his mother and me to Christ. And now we want to have a Christian home. The next week, Billy and James decided to have an overnight camp out. They thought if they could get some of the old gang to come, they could tell them about Jesus. Paul and Dave joined them for the overnight. As the boys lay in their sleeping bag looking up at the stars, Billy and James told Paul and Dave about their experience of salvation. James prayed and the boys fell asleep. When the sun rose, the boys were already at the creek bank fishing. The fish weren't biting, so after breakfast they all decided to take a swim. They were having a good time when suddenly, out of the deep water, Paul cried, help me! I've got stomach cramps! Billy was small, but a good swimmer, so he went to rescue Paul. Paul was drowning. He panicked when Billy got to him. Paul grabbed Billy around the neck. Billy was struggling for breath and life. Paul's weight pushed Billy under. Sometimes, you know what? What should you do, kids, if you're ever drowning in a pool or in a lake and the lifeguard's coming to you? Just let them take you, okay? Let them take you. You don't want to struggle against them because they've got to swim for you and for them, right? That's the principle. And if you're a lifeguard, you kind of have to take them from behind in order to pull them to safety because they might flail and try to get you you. So you always want to let the lifeguard rescue you and help him by just kicking your legs to move along, but that's about it. Well, James saw what was happening, so he went to help because Billy was going under and kept going under. And he grabbed Paul by the hair. Remember, James had gotten saved before. And who just got saved that last night? No, it was his friend, James. James prayed that very night, that night before, to get saved. So James was saved, Billy was saved, but Paul wasn't saved yet. And Paul was the one drowning, and so Billy, James saw what was happening, so he went to help. He grabbed Paul by the hair, held his head up out of the water, and pulled him to shore. Billy had saved Paul. But when the boys pulled Billy from the water, they were not able to revive him. Billy had given his life for his friend Paul, who didn't know Jesus yet. And a big crowd gathered. Death is a friend to a Christian, because it's heaven's gain, but it's earth's loss. And so Billy, as they came for Billy's memorial service, there was a pew reserved for the old gang. At the close of the preacher's message, Billy's mom and aunt came and stood by the casket. His mom and aunt gave their testimony how Billy was responsible for them being saved and how Billy had given his life to save his friend Paul, who wasn't saved yet. The people were moved. The preacher asked for those who wanted to be saved to come and stand by Billy's casket. Paul came first, and then Dave, and soon all the old gang was standing there. Others came, and the preacher led them through the steps. Do you admit you're a sinner before God? Do you realize that our sin deserved punishment? They said, yes. Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross to save you from hell? Yes. Do you want to believe right now? Do you want to pray right now and repent of your sins? And they said, yes. And so many people got saved that day as that preacher gave that sermon. And Billy, even though Billy preached his last sermon, then Paul said, may I say something? He said, out on the creek the night before, Billy saved me from drowning. But he told me that night before, he said, I want to be a preacher. I want to tell people about Jesus. And so Paul said, I want to now take Billy's place. I want to tell people about Jesus. And I want to tell them how they can go to heaven too. And you know what? Paul, to this day, he's a missionary. And he's telling people about Jesus. You and I need to be missionaries to tell people about Jesus. I'd like every head bowed, every eye closed, as we close this service. This is based on a true life story of what has happened to a real young man. And you know what? You and I have a decision to make. Number one, if you're here today, you'd say, Pastor, I don't know if I'm saved or not. I don't know if I'm going to heaven or not. I've heard a lot about heaven. I've heard what the Bible says about heaven, but I'm not sure if I'm going there or not. I realize my sin is weighing me down, and I realize I need to place my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. His perfect blood that was shed on the cross, the only thing that can save me. God said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. If you're here today, you say, Pastor, I'm not saved yet, but I want to do that. I want to trust Jesus as my Savior. If that's you, just slip up your hand quickly, quiet, raise every seat. Say, Pastor, I'm not saved yet, but I want to believe on Jesus as my Savior. If that's you, just slip up your hand, raise every seat. Just raise it up so I can see it. What I would like you to do then is to go right to the back of the room. We have church members waiting with their Bibles to show you how, in a few minutes, how you can pray. Trust Christ as your Savior. If you'd like to do that, just go right to the back of the room right now. Just step right out of your seat and go to the back of the room. And we can have someone show you in a separate room how you can be saved from your sins. If there's anyone like that, just raise your hand. As a Christian, you say, Pastor Ace, I'm already saved. But I realize it's so important to tell people about Jesus. And I want to do that. I want to tell people what Jesus has done for me, so that they can know the Lord. If that's you, just slip up your hand quickly, quietly, raise every seat. Say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be a soul winner. I want to be a missionary. Someone who will tell my friends. Amen. To tell my friends how much Jesus loved them. And how much He cared for them. And how much He died for them. And rose again from the grave to save them from their sins. Good. You can have your hands down. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time this morning to be reminded of the great price that you have given to us, how you sent your only begotten Son. You know how it would be so very hard for any one of us to send our only Son to die for people who wouldn't want him and would reject him. But we are so thankful that Jesus, that you, God, that you sent your Son Jesus, that you gave him up knowing how much he'd suffer. And that we thank you, O God, for Jesus and his shed blood on the cross of Calvary. We pray now that you'd help us to tell others about you. Bring us all back tonight at 7 o'clock so we can praise you, worship you, as you have given us life and breath and health. You've given us all we have in life, that we may serve you tonight and bless all the activities that follow. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Last few announcements.